ಸೈವ ಪಾದಂ ಭಜ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಲಭ್ಯ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಭಿಧಾನ ಪರಮ ಪರಮಾರ್ಥ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಜಗನ್ ಮಂಗಳ ಮಂಗಳಾಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ತನ್ನ ನಮ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ತನ್ನ ಆನಂದ ಲೀಳಾಮಯ ವಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ಹಿಮಾವದಿವ್ಯೋ ಸವಿ ಸುಂದರಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಮಹಾಪ್ರೇಮ ರಸ ಪ್ರದಾಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ತನ್ನಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ತನ್ನಾಯ ಜನ್ನಾಥ ಕರ್ಮನಿಷ್ಠೆಯನ್ನ ಸಮಧಿಗತಂ ಜತ್ತಪ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಜುಗೈರ್ ವೈರಾಗೈಸ್ತ್ಯಾಗಸ್ತತ್ತಸ್ತುತಿಭಿರಪಿ ನ ಜತ ಕೀರ್ತಂ ಚಾಪಿ ಕೈಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಮಹಾದಂಗಪಿ ನ ಕಲಿತಂ ಜದ ರಹಸ್ಯಂ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಸ ನಾಂನೈವ ಪ್ರಾದ್ರಾಸಿ ದವತರತಿ ಪರಿದತ್ತತಂ ನೌಮಿ ಗೌರಂ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಆದಿಲೀಳಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 40 ಸುನಿ ಸಚಿ ಮಿಶ್ರಿರ ಮನೆ ಆನಂದ ಮಾಡಿಲ
ಸುನಿ ಸಚಿ ಮಿಶ್ರಿರ ಮನೆ ಆನಂದ ಮಾಡಿಲ
ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಿಯಾನಿ ಮಹೋತ್ಸವ ಕೈಲ
ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ
কত দিনে প্রভু জানু সংক্রমণ তবে
কত দিনে প্রভু জানু সংক্রমণ
নানা চমৎকার কথা করাইলো দর্শন নানা চমৎকার কথা ক্রন্দনীর চলে বলা ইলহরি নাম
ক্রন্দনীর চলে
নারী সব হরি বলে আসে গৌর ধাম নারী সব হরি বলে
আসে গৌর ধাম
তবে কত দিনে কইল পদ সংক্রমণ তবে ಶಿಶುಗಣಿ ಮಿಲಿ ಕೈಲ ವಿವಿಧ ಖೇಲನ
ಶಿಶುಗಣಿ ಮಿಲಿ ಕೈಲ
ಏಕ ದಿನ ಸಚಿ ಕೈ ಸಂದೇಶ বাটা ভরি দিয়া বইল খাও তো বসিয়া বাটা ভরি দিয়া বইল অত বলি গেলা সচি গৃহে কর্ম করিতে অত কায়া লাগিলা শিশু মৃতিকা খাইতে লুকায়া লাগিলা শিশু দেখি সচি ধায়াইলা অরিহায় হায় দেখি
সচি ধায়া
মাটি কারি লয়া কহে মাটি কেনে খায়ে
মাটি
কানিয়া বলে নো শিশু কেনে কর রস কানিয়া তুমি মাটি খাইতে দিলে মোর কি বাদোষ তুমি মাটি খাইতে দিলে হই সন্দেশ ন মাটি রবি কারো হই সন্দেশ ন যতে গো মাটি রবি এহো মাটি খিবে দো বিচারো এহো মাটি সেহো মাটি মাটি দে পারি অবিচারে শুনি সচি মিশ্রের মনে আনন্দ বাড়িল ব্রাহ্মণ ব্রাহ্মণী আনি মহোৎসব গাইল আফটার হিয়ারিং নীলাম্বর চক্রবর্তী প্রেডিকশন সচি মাতা জগন্নাথ মিশ্র অবজার্ভ দি নেম গিভিং ফেস্টিভাল গ্রেট জয় ইনভাইটিং অল ব্রাহ্মণস অ্যান্ড দেয়ার ওয়াইফস ইট ইজ বেদিক সিস্টম টু অবজার্ভ অল কাইন্ডস অফ ফেস্টিভালস ইনক্লুডিং বার্থ ডে ফেস্টিভালস ম্যারেজ ফেস্টিভালস নেম গিভিং ফেস্টিভালস ফেস্টিভালস মার্কিং দি বিগিনিং অফ এডুকেশন by especially inviting brahmanas. In every festival the brahmanas are to be fed fast, and when the brahmanas are pleased they bless the festival by chanting Vedic mantras or Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Tabe kato dine prabhur janu sankramana nana chamatkar tatha karaila darshana. After some days Lord began to crawl on his knees and he caused various wonderful things to be seen. Chaitanya Bhagavata describes that one day, while the Lord was crawling upon his knees, the bells on his wrist ringing very sweetly, a snake came out to crawl in the ear of the Lord, who captured the snake like a curious child. Immediately the snake coiled over him. The Lord, as a child, then rested on the snake, and after some time the snake went away, leaving aside the Lord. ক্রন্দনের ছড়ে বড়াইল হরিনাম নারী সব হরি বলে হাসে গৌরধাম লর্ড কজড অল দি লেডিস টু চ্যান্ট দি হোলি নেমস সো হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র অন দি প্লি অফ হিজ ক্রাইং অ্যান্ড ওয়াইল দে চ্যান্ট দি লর্ড উড স্মাইল পার পার্সন আইসল প্রভুপাদ ইন চৈতন্য ভাগবত দিস ফার্স্ট টাইম ইজ ডেসক্রাইবড অ্যাজ ফলোস লর্ড উইথ হিজ বিউটিফুল আইস উড ক্রাই বাট He would stop immediately upon hearing Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When the ladies, understanding the fun of the Lord, discovered that he would cry and then stop upon hearing the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they all took it as a clue to chant Hare Krishna as soon as Lord cried. Thus it became a regular function. Lord would cry and ladies would begin chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, clapping with their hands in this way. All the ladies of the neighboring houses would assemble in the home of Sachi Mata to join in Sankirtan movement 24 hours a day. As long as the ladies continued to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Lord would not cry, but very pleasingly smile upon them. Tabe kato dine koilo paad sankramana, sishu gane mili koilo vividha khelana. After some days the Lord began to move his legs and walk. He mixed with other children. Exhibited varieties of sports. Ek dina sachi khai sandesh aniya bata bhari diya koilo khao to basya. One day while Lord was enjoying his playful sports with other little children, Mother Sachi brought a dish filled with fused rice and sweetmeats and asked the child to sit down and eat them. Ata bali gala sachi gruhe karma karite, lukaya lagila shishu mrutika khaite. But when she returned to her household duties, the child, hiding from his mother, began to eat dirt. Dekhi sachi dhaya aila, kari hai hai, mati kari loya kohe mati kene khao. Seeing this, mother Sachi hastily returned, exclaiming, "What is this? What is this?" She snatched the dart from the hands of the Lord and inquired why he was eating dart. Tanya balene shishu, kene koro rosh? Tumi mati khaite dile mor ki ba dosh? Crying, the child inquired from his mother, "Why are you angry? You have already given me dart to eat. What is my fault?" Khoi sandesh anna jateko mati ra vikar. Eho mati, seho mati, ki bhedo vichar. Fused rice, sweetmeats, or anything eatable is all but a transformation dart. This is that. Please consider what is the difference between them. Mati deho, mati bhakhyo, dekho vichari. Abhichare deho dosho ki bolite pari. This body is a transformation of dart, and the eatables are also a transformation of dart. Please reflect upon this. You are blaming me without consideration. What can I say? Little child speaks us. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is an explanation of Mayavadi philosophy, which takes everything to be one. The necessities of the body, namely eating, sleeping, mating and defending, are all unnecessary in spiritual life. What is necessity? What is necessity? Astananda, no necessity. When one is elevated to spiritual platform, there are no more bodily necessities. And in activities pertaining to the bodily necessities, there are no spiritual considerations. In other words, the more we eat, sleep, have sex, and try to defend ourselves, the more we engage in material activities. Unfortunately, Mayavadi philosophers consider devotional activities to be bodily activities. They cannot understand the simple explanation of Bhagavad Gita. Mancha jabhya vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunam samatitane tan brahma bhugaya kalpate. Anyone who engages in spiritual devotional service without motivation, rendering such service for the satisfaction of the Lord, is elevated immediately to the spiritual platform, and all his activities are spiritual. Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Brahma Bhuyaya refers to Brahman spiritual activities. Although Mayavadi philosophers are very much eager to merge into the Brahman effulgence, they have no Brahman activities. To a certain extent, they recommend Brahman activities, which for them mean engagement in studying the Vedanta and Sankhya philosophies, but their interpretations are but dry speculation. Lacking the varieties of spiritual activity, they cannot stay for long on the platform simply studying Vedanta or Sankhya philosophy. Life is meant for varieties of enjoyment. The living entity is by nature full of an enjoying spirit, as stated in Vedanta Sutra 1.1.12, Anandamaya Bhyasat. In devotional service, the activities are variegated and full of enjoyment. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9.2, all devotional activities are easy to perform, susukhaṁ kartam, and they are eternal and spiritual abhyam. Since Mayavadi philosophers cannot understand this, they take it for granted that the devotees' activities, sravanam, kirtanam, viṣṇo, smaranam, pāda, sevanam, etc., are all material and are therefore maya. They also consider Krishna's advent in this universe and his activities to be maya. Therefore, because they consider everything maya, they are known as mayavadis. Actually, any activities performed favorably for the satisfaction of the Lord under the direction of the spiritual master are spiritual. But for a person to disregard the order of the spiritual master and act by concoction, accepting his nonsensical activities to be spiritual, is maya. One must achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality Godhead through the mercy of the spiritual master. Therefore, one must first please the spiritual master And if he is pleased, then we should understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also pleased. But if the spiritual master is displeased by your action, they are not spiritual. Śrīla Viśvanātha Kṛpati Thakur confirms this. Yasya prasādāta bhagavata prasādo, yasya prasannana gati kutopi. Activities that please the spiritual master must be considered spiritual, and they should be accepted as satisfying to the Lord. Lord Caitanya Mahāprabhu, as the Supreme Spiritual Master, instructed his mother about the Mayavada philosophy by saying that the body is dirt and eatables are also dirt. He implied that everything is Maya. This is Mayavada philosophy. The philosophy of Mayavada is defective because it maintains that everything is Maya, but the nonsense they speak. While saying that everything is Maya, Mayavada philosopher lost the opportunity. Mayavada philosopher loses the opportunity of devotional service, and therefore his life is doomed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised Mayavadi Bhashya Sunle Hoy Sarvanas. If one accepts the Mayavada philosophy, his advancement is doomed forever. Childhood activities of Nimai. So nice, are so wonderful. This shows that he is Supreme Lord, that ordinary child cannot show such thing, exhibit such thing. That when Kaviraj Goswami says, after some days the Lord began to crawl on his knees and he caused various wonderful things to be seen. Chaitanya Bhagavata describes, one day while Lord was crawling up on his knees, bells on his waist ringing very sweetly, snake came out, crawled in the yard of the Lord, who captured the snake like a curious child. Immediately the snake coiled over him. The Lord as a child then rested on the snake, this sesasai, lira, manifests, lira, so lying on the ananta ses, Supreme Lord. And after some time the snake went away, leaving aside the Lord. This is wonderful lira, this is not ordinary child can do. Krandanar chale balailo harinam, nari sava hari bale hase govla. Lord caused all the ladies to chant the holy name of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra on the plea of his crying. While they chanted, the Lord would smile. That is, because that was his mission, Mahaprabhu's mission. That is, therefore, they have descended here to make everybody chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When he was going to take bath from the womb of Sachi Mata, all were chanting Hare Krishna and going to take bath in Ganges because that is eclipse, solar eclipse, isn't it? And in the childhood pastimes also, Nimai was crying. The ladies tried in various ways to stop crying, but he was not stopping his crying. But when they chanted Hare Krishna, immediately stopped and began to smile. So, in this way, the Lord would cry and ladies would begin chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, clapping with their hands. In this way, all the ladies of the neighboring houses assembled in Sachi Mata's home, joining Sankirtan movement day and night, 24 hours. Yes, very nice, This is childhood pastimes. 24 hours, Sachi Mata's house, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Citizen babies, Nimai, would be crying, and ladies clapping and chanting. Day and night, 24 hours, Kirtan, going on. As long as the ladies continue to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the Lord would not cry, but very pleasingly smile upon them. Sabe kata dine kaila pada sankramana, sisu gane mili kaila vividha khelana. After some days, the Lord began to move his leg and walk mixed with other children exhibited varieties of sports. Ekadina sachi khai sandesanya bata bhari diya. Bailo khao to basya. One day while Lord was enjoying his playful sports with other little children, Mother Sachi brought a dish filled with fused rice and sweetmeats, asked the child to sit down and eat. But atabali gala sachi grohe karma karite lukaya khaida sisu murtika khaite. But when Sachi Mata returned to her household duties, the child hiding from his mother began to eat that. Wonderful pasta, began to eat. Didn't eat. Khai sandesh, rather he ate that. Dekhi Sachi dhaya aida kari, hai hai, mati kari raya, koi mati ke ne khao. Seeing this, Mother Sachi hastily returned, explaining, what is this? What is this? Snatched that from the hands of this baby Nimai, inquired, why are you eating that? What wonderful answer he gives. Khai sandesh amma, kandya bolen sisu kene karo ros, tumi mati khaite dile mor ki vados, crying. Child Nimai said to his mother, why are you angry? You have already given me that to eat. What is my fault? Sachi Mata gave khai sandesh, the fused rice and sweetmeats. And babe, child Nimai said, this is all dirt. This is all dirt. So you give me dirt. I ate dirt. Why are you becoming angry? Khai sandesh anna jatek matir bika. Evo mati, seo mati, ki bhedo vichar. Fused rice, sweetmeats, or anything eatable, all but a transformation of dirt. This is dirt. That is that. Please consider what is the difference between them. Mati deha, mati bhakya, dekha avichari. Avichare, deha dos, ki bolte pari. This body is a transformation of that. And the eatables are also transformation of that. Please reflect upon this. You are blaming me without consideration. What can I say? Who can give such an answer? A child? Ordinary child? He's not ordinary child, he's Supreme Personal Godhead. Therefore he could give such answer. Mati khaite gyanjog, ke sikhale tore. Mati khaite gyanjog. Sachi Mata, hearing this being astonished, and child Nimai speaking Mayavad philosophy, Mother Sachi replied, who has taught you this philosophical speculation that justifies eating that? Prabhupada gave me a doorstep. Purpardon it. This is explanation of Mayavad philosophy. Mayavadis cannot understand this. They say Mayavadis that everything is Maya, therefore they are Mayavadis. Savanam Kirtan, they say that life, this Mayavadi philosophy cannot understand this. But life is meant for varieties of enjoyment. Living entity is by nature full of an enjoying spirit, as stated in Vedanta Sutra, Anandamayabhyasat. In devotional service, the activities are variegated and full of enjoyment. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9.2, all devotional activities are easy to perform, susukham kartrum abhyam, and they are eternal and spiritual. Since Mayavad philosophers cannot understand this, they take it for granted that devotees' activities, sravanam, kirtanam, visno, sravanam, paad, sivana, etc., are all material and are therefore maya. They also consider Krishna's advent in this universe and his activities to be maya. Therefore, because they consider everything maya, they are known as Mayavadis. They cannot understand the activities performed for the pleasure of the Lord. It is not material activities, transcendental, so blissful, and so activities that such enjoyable. Life is meant for varieties of enjoyment. Jiva's life. Mami Banso Jiva Loki Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Jiva, Jivatma, eternally my fragmental part and parcel. The Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha, is Sanamaya, Sinamaya, Anandamaya, full of eternality, full of knowledge and full of blissfulness. So Jiva being is eternal part and parcel, Jiva is also blissful. Do you understand? Sachidanandamaya, full of eternality, full of knowledge and full of enjoyment and blissfulness. Living entity is by nature full of an enjoying spirit because it is the eternal part and parcel of Sachidananda Vigraha Krishna. Even living entity is by nature full of an enjoying spirit. This stated in Vedanta Sutra, Anandamaya Vyasat. In devotional service, the activities are variegated and full of enjoyment. Because those activities are not material activities. Activities are meant for giving pleasure to Supreme Lord Krishna. That is bhajan, that is bhakti, that means rendering loving service. Do you understand? Jivet swarupa hoy krishnir nitya das. That the swarupa of jiva is eternal servant of Krishna. Mahabharata philosophers cannot understand it. So they cannot understand it. So whatever you do under the expert guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, actually any activity performed favorably for the satisfaction of the Lord under the direction of the spiritual master are spiritual. It is not material at all. Do you understand? A person who has no other motive, no desire for his personal, let's say, happiness or liberation, only one desire, how to give more and more happiness and enjoyment to Krishna. But whatever activities does under the guidance of a spiritual direction of a bona fide spiritual master, those activities are not material, all spiritual. And through that activities, to keeping oneself engaged in such activities, one gets ananda, blissfulness and enjoyment. Do you understand? They get ananda. Karmi jnani yogi. Karmi jnani yogi. Krusave krishna bahirmukha. Kovinoy aswadoy krishna sevasu. Karmi, materialistic person, jnani, who wants merging into Brahman, yogi, who engages himself this mystic yoga and wants mystic perfection, yogsiddhi, they are all forgetful of Krishna. Kovinoya swadhoi Krishna sara. They cannot understand what sukha, what ananda, what sukha, what ananda, what blissfulness and enjoyment is there in rendering service to Krishna. They cannot understand, they cannot release it. Yes. Everybody here in this material world want ananda, isn't it? Want ananda, isn't it? Lidavatara. Everybody here wants ananda. Ananda, you understand? Enjoyment, blissfulness, pleasure. Why? Because by nature jiva is, by nature is full of an enjoying spirit. Living entity is by nature full of an enjoying spirit. This is nature. Eternal part and parcel of Sachidananda Vigraha Krishna. Therefore, everybody wants ananda, isn't it? That's the nature. Whatever one wants, desires, its sole purpose is to get happiness and ananda, isn't it? Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna is Paramananda Swarup, is Sachidananda. Ishvara Param Krishna Sajidananda Vigraha. Sajidananda, Sanmaya, Chinmaya, Anandamaya. full of eternality, full of knowledge and full of blissfulness. He is known as Paramananda, he is Supreme Ananda. Do you understand? Supreme Lord is Supreme Ananda. So whatever happiness and Ananda is here, do you understand? The ultimate, the culmination of all happiness and Ananda is, what is that? Paramananda, is Supreme Ananda. Do you understand? Anandam Brahmeti Vyajanat. Ananda Brahmeti Vyajanat. Whatever happiness and Ananda all want, if its culmination will be in Paramananda, to giving pleasure to Paramananda Swarup Bhagavan, then that will be real Ananda and happiness. Understand? Anandam Brahmeti Vyajanat. Therefore, Ved says, there is no superior Ananda, no more superior Ananda to this Paramananda, this Krishna. Do you understand? To be engaged in loving service, and one gets such blissfulness and pleasure out of it. No superior Ananda is that to here in material world. Understand Jagadish. As for example, that so many rivers are there in this material world, ponds, lakes are there, they contain water. But ultimate culmination is all waters go and mix in the ocean. Similarly, whatever ananda, big or small ananda, jivas want. So this culmination is to, what is that? Give ananda to that Paramananda or Sajjananda Vigraha, then that is the real ananda. Understand me? That is the culmination. This Paramananda Bhagavan. So how can one get Bhagavan? Supreme Lord. What is needed for it? Bhakti is needed. Bhaktyam ekayagrajya. Bhaktyamam abhijanati. Isn't it? To get, that is the goal. That is the ultimate goal, destination, that one should get Paramananda, Sajjidananda, Vigraha, Bhagavan. Then you will get real Ananda. So what? How can one get Paramananda, Bhagavan? Bhakti is required. Without bhakti, nobody can approach that Sajjidananda, Bhagavan or Paramananda, Swarup Bhagavan. So how can one develop bhakti? Bhakti istu bhagavata bhakta sangyena parijayate. The one has to associate with bhaktas, devotees of the Lord. With that association can one develop bhakti, otherwise nobody can develop bhakti. Do you understand? By the mercy of such sadhu guru, Vaishnavas, bhaktas, one can develop bhakti. This is material world, miserable platform, dukhalaya, Bhagavad Gita says, and that's a fact. Janmamrutu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosanu darsana dijadhi misery is here, suffering is here, birth, death, old age and disease, and all are afflicted with three tapas, adhyatmika, adhidaivika, adhibhautika, all are like in a frying pan. Yes, isn't it? All are here in a frying pan. Fried. Isn't it? A miserable platform. No ananda here. It's dukhaya. It's filled with miseries. No ananda, no pleasure here, the material world. So, how can one get rid of this suffering? How? How can one get rid of this? One is suffering. Yes. Isn't it? As if in a frying pan, every moment frying pan.
How can one get rid of it? What is needed?
Are Baba.
Chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Crying, crying, crying and chanting holy name, Do you understand, Crying, crying, crying. Tavakathamrtam, tapta jivanam, Kaviveritam, karmasapam, srimadatvam, bhuvi gunantite, bhurijadana. Tapta jivan means in a frying pan, in a blazing fire. Sansara dhavanala, in a forest fire, dhavanala, this material world. I mean, this blazing fire, burning, is tapta jivan. Life is burning, body is burning, every body is blazing fire. So, what it means to get out of it? Tapa katha, Krishna katha, means man, tapa katha, amritam tapta jivan. The same thing. The only asset is Krishna, invaluable asset, Shyam Sundar. Oh, I lost him, where is Shyam Sundar, my invaluable asset. Where is my father, where is my friend, where is my dearest one, Krishna? Oh, Krishna, where are you, where shall I go? How can I find you, oh, Krishna? Just cry for him. And Mahaprabhu practically crying, saying like this. Kothagale paimuse murali badana. Bolite chare swas ko rahe krandana, where shall I go and find out Krishna whose lips flute is there? Saying like this and breathing heavily. Mahaprabhu, do you understand? Practical teacher. Yes. This is how you really get ananda here in this miserable platform, material world. There is no ananda, no pleasure, no enjoyment, only unhappiness, only misery is there, only suffering. So it is said, therefore, ananda-maya-bhyasa. In devotional service, the activities are variegated and full of enjoyment. Stated in Bhagavad Gita, all devotional activities are easy to perform and they are eternal and spiritual. Since Mayavad philosophy cannot understand this, they take it for granted that the devotee's activities, sravanam, kirtanam, visna, smaranam, padasevanam, all are material. And therefore, maya. They also consider Krishna's advent in this universe and his activities is maya. Therefore, because they are considered in maya, they are known as mayavadis. But, actually, any activities performed favorably for the satisfaction of the Lord under the direction of the spiritual master are spiritual. They are not material at all. Do you understand? You are crying spiritual. Material person crying. When he loses his hard-earned money, his crying is material. But your crying, spiritual. You follow? The same crying. Day and night he is crying. Because he has lost his hard-earned money. Always thinking, always crying, alas, at last he dies. Heart fails and dies. So, you are losing your dearest one, the invaluable asset, that's Krishna. Why don't you cry? This crying is spiritual. And this is very pleasing. Yes, very pleasing. Yes. In crying you'll get such pleasure, Baba. I was quoting that, tapta jivanam. The life is in a blazing fire, burning, but hear Krishna katha. This blazing fire is extinguished. You chant Hare Krishna, blazing fire burning, sensation is gone. Very pleasing. Do you understand? Very cooling. Tapta jivanam. Stavakatham. Tau tapta jivanam. Karmasapaham. Sravanamangalam. Hear Krishna katha. All auspicious. All your sinful reactions will be destroyed. Heart will be purified, cleansed of all material contaminations. You will get so much pleasure, transcendental pleasure, happiness thereby, or your burning condition is now cooling, transparent cooling condition. Do you understand? Is such. Otherwise, in this material world, which is a miserable platform, dukhalaya, there is no real sukha, ananda and pleasure here, only unhappiness, misery and suffering. But this is the only one means one can get real pleasure and happiness here. That's constantly, every moment, think of Krishna, sing the name of Krishna, chant the name of Krishna, think about Krishna, engage yourself in the transcendental loving service of Krishna under the expert guidance of spiritual master, you'll get real pleasure, ananda. Ananda. The living entity is by nature full of enjoying spirit. Because he is Sajjananda, he is eternal, fragmental part and parcel of Sajjananda. So he wants ananda. He wants ananda. But there is no ananda. But this is the only means to get ananda. Constantly attach oneself to Sajjananda, Paramananda, Swarupa Krishna. Thinking of him, uttering his name, singing his name, hearing his katha. Do you understand? Engaging oneself into his loving services, you'll get real ananda. Otherwise, no ananda is here. Understand? And Nimai, Sisu Nimai, in his childhood pastimes, he started teaching this thing. And the plea of crying, crying, crying. You understand? Plea of crying. It's crying. The general nature of child is crying. Stop crying, stop crying. So mother gives some doll, isn't it? Take this doll. Or some musical musical instrument. Child is crying. So Shishu Nimai is throwing, no, crying. Cradle is there, putting on the cradle, singing, still crying, not stopping. Hare Baba, not stopping, what happened? Then chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Immediately stops crying, started smiling. Thereby he teaches from his childhood pastimes. Do you understand? Yes, this is real ananda. Otherwise, no ananda here. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki Jai, Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nurtamandi and Krishna, Dhanis. Always think of, always remember, always sing. How nice it is. No more in material platform, no more in bodily platform. You forget your bodily existence. Forget the demand of the body, eating, sleeping, depending, material. No more. How nice it is. Isn't it? The moment it finishes, then pain comes, suffering comes. Oh, I am hungry now, I am tired now, I'll sleep, I'll eat. Yes, my mind agitates, I must enjoy sex. All these things comes, isn't it? The moment you stop thinking Krishna, moment you detach yourself from Krishna, immediately catches you. Understand? Suffering begins. Yes. Yes. Such nice.
He cries. As a materialistic person by chance loses his heart on money. Oh, alas, all my bank balance is lost, all my asset is gone, all my money was lost. Where is my money? Or can I get my money? The same thing. The only asset is Krishna, invaluable asset, Shyam Sundar. Oh, I lost him, where is Shyam Sundar, where is Shyam Sundar? My invaluable asset. Where is my father, where is my friend, where is my dearest one, Krishna? Oh Krishna, where are you, where shall I go? How can I find you, oh Krishna? Just cry for him. And Mahaprabhu practically crying, saying like this. Kothagale pai musse murali badana, bolite chare swas kore krandana, where shall I go and find out Krishna whose lips flute is there? Saying like this and breathing heavily. Mahaprabhu, do you understand? Practical teacher. Yes. This is how you really get ananda here, in this miserable platform, material world. There is no ananda, no pleasure, no enjoyment, only unhappiness, only misery is there, only suffering. So it is said, therefore, anandamaya bhyasa. In devotional service, the activities are variegated and full of enjoyment. Stated in Bhagavad Gita, all devotional activities are easy to perform and they are eternal and spiritual. Since Mayavad philosophers cannot understand this, they take it for granted that the devotees' activities, sravanam, kirtanam, visna, smaranam, padasevanam, all are material. And therefore, maya. They also consider Krishna advent in this universe and his activities in maya. Therefore, because they are considered in maya, they are known as mayavadis. But actually, any activities performed favorably for the satisfaction of the Lord under the direction of the spiritual master are spiritual. It is not material at all. Do you understand? You are crying spiritual. Materialistic person crying. When he loses his hard-earned money, his crying is material. But your crying, spiritual. You follow? The same cry. Day and night he is crying. Because he has lost his hard-earned money. Always thinking, always crying, alas, at last he dies. Heart fails and dies. So, you are losing your dearest one, the invaluable asset, that is Krishna. Why don't you cry? This crying is spiritual. And this is very pleasing. Yes, very pleasing. Yes. Crying you'll get such pleasure, Baba. I was quoting that. Tattva jivanam. The life is in a blazing fire, burning. But here Krishna katha, this blazing fire is extinguished. You chant Hare Krishna, blazing fire burning, sensation is gone. Very pleasing. Do you understand? Very cooling. Tapta jivanam. Tava katham. Tau tapta jivanam. Karma sapaham. Sravana mangalam. Here Krishna katha, all auspicious. All your sinful reactions will be destroyed, heart will be purified, cleansed of all material contaminations. You will get so much pleasure, transcendental pleasure, happiness thereby, or your burning condition is now cooling, transferring to cooling condition. Do you understand? It's such. Otherwise, in this material world, which is a miserable platform to khalaya, there is no real sukha, ananda and pleasure here, only unhappiness, misery and suffering. But this is the only one means one can get real pleasure and happiness here, just constantly, every moment think of Krishna, sing the name of Krishna, chant the name of Krishna, think about Krishna, engage yourself in the transcendental loving service of Krishna under the expert guidance of spiritual master, you'll get real pleasure, ananda. Ananda. The living entity is by nature full of enjoying spirit. Because he is Sajjananda, he is eternal, fragmental part and parcel of Sajjananda. So he wants ananda. But here is no ananda. But this is the only means to get ananda. Constantly, attach oneself to Sajjananda, Paramananda, Swarupa, Krishna. Thinking of him, uttering his name, singing his name, hearing his katha. Do you understand? Engaging oneself into his loving
services, you will get real ananda. Otherwise, no ananda is here. Understand? And Nimai, Sisu Nimai, in his childhood pastimes, he started teaching this thing. And the plea of crying, crying, crying. You understand? Plea of crying. It's crying. This is the natural child is crying. Stop crying, stop crying. Huh? So mother gives some doll, isn't it? Take this doll. Or some musical. Musical instrument. Huh? Child is crying. So take, take, take. She's an event throwing. No, 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 crying. Cradle is there. Putting on the cradle, singing. Still crying, crying, crying. Not stopping. Hare Baba, not stopping. What happened? Then chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Immediately stops crying, started smiling. Thereby he teaches from his childhood pastimes. Do you understand? Yes, this is real ananda. Otherwise, no ananda here. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai, samvet gaura bhakta vrinda ki jai. Always think of, always remember, always sing. How nice it is. No more in material platform, no more in bodily platform. You forget your bodily existence. You'll forget the demand of the body, eating, sleeping, depending, meeting. No more. How nice it is. Isn't it? The moment it finishes, then pain comes, suffering comes. Oh, I am hungry now. I am tired now. I'll sleep. I'll eat. Yes. My mind agitates. I must enjoy sex. All these things comes, isn't it? The moment you stop thinking Krishna, the moment you detach yourself from Krishna, immediately catches you. Understand? Suffering begins. Yes. Yes. That's nice. Hari Bala Govinda Hari Krishna. Very tricky. Thank you. Prabhupada Maharaj. Very tricky. Krishna is tricky. In the plea of crying, it teaches. You chant Hare Krishna, then my crying will be stopped, I'll smile, I'll be happy. And you will be also happy. Yes, very tricky. Very tricky, yes.
Nice kind of trick. Maya is tricky too.
Maya is tricky too, yes. I say, materialistic person is crying because he has lost his heart on money. Day and night crying, crying, thinking that thing. Not sleeping, nothing. Devotee crying. Not sleeping, cry, so, all nice.
So, from, we're crying for distress in the material world.
Yes.
And we're thinking of Krishna.
And cry for Krishna.
Because we're crying now.
Because one moment you chant pure name, immediately, very beautiful Shyamsundara form plus before your eyes. Oh, nice form. Next moment it vanishes, disappears, because again, aparadha is there. Then you cry, oh, I have gotten, I lost, oh, I have gotten, I have lost, where can I go, where can I find? Then you cry, this is just, send it.
So by getting Krishna in that way,
yes.
Then you'll cry for Krishna.
Yeah, then cry for Krishna.
But it seems, you were giving a class some days ago, how we only cry for Krishna when we're suffering.
Therefore, suffering is a blessing.
Suffering is a blessing.
Blessing.
But
that gave a
but devotee, pure devotee, they're also suffering.
Because we have not developed love for Krishna.
No.
So we cannot cry out of love.
No.
But we cry when we suffer.
Yes.
When we suffer, we cry. Mm. So this material suffering is blessing. Dangers coming.
Yeah.
So who can protect me? Only Krishna. Mm. Then call for Krishna, cry for Krishna. Oh Krishna, please, Paimam, Rakhyama. Please protect me, please maintain me. I am hungry, I am dying. I am such great danger. Yes. So
this crying out of love.
Crying out of love is so pleasing. So, somehow or other in putting, it's a danger, you cry for Krishna, then you will get Krishna. You will develop such taste, then gradually you will develop love. Then you will start crying out of love.
Guru Maharaj, I want to show you this picture of Krishna. I just draw it
out. How he's enjoying, the only enjoyer, and giving all enjoyment. How they get enjoyment and they are happy, you see. Yes, very nice. Mahaprabhu.
How did he manage so quickly? He asked just 2 weeks ago and he managed so quickly?
Yes.
How did he do that?
Krishna Balaram. This is Mahaprabhu, first time, huh? How he's mad. How he's mad. Crying Krishna Nam, completely mad. So nice dancing, playing karthal, musical instrument, core karthal, dancing. So completely forgetting everything. No more in material world, in spiritual world. Yes. Guru Das. Very nice. Very nice.
How did you manage so quickly?
Very nice. Yes. Very nice, you see. All right. Put up all these pictures there. Restaurant. How nice it is.
Krishna
Papai Ji, no Kandi Parla. Say, Papi
Parla,
no Krishna. Say, Kandi Ji, Daro, Deho, Geho, Sansani, Manita Pai, Sutta Mito, Manita Pai, Deho, Geho, Pai, Kandi Ji, na? Narko Jiva. Krishna Pai, no Kandi Ni. No Kandi Le, Kei Krishna Pai Vena. Kandi Le, Hi Pai Vena. Sedvain Mahaprabhu Krishna, Mahaprabhu Krishna. Sedvain Mahaprabhu Nije Kandi Santyasi Krishna Bhai. So Nije Krishna, Nije Krishna, Krishna Bhai Kanchi. I'm Siku Janeva Kanjal Puriva. Kanali Dukhare Sukhanai Andanai Krishna Bhai 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 Bhai.
When we lose something material, because then we cry.
When
we lose, so then,
cry, yes.
So then, of course, Sadhu Guru, he makes us understand Krishna to at least we get some experience. But we didn't see Krishna directly, because as soon as we see Krishna directly, you say then when we lose him, we will always be in anxiety. Where is he?
Yes,
where is he?
Yes.
But so then only
like a flash of lightning, Yes. Then Krishna may someday show you like a flash of lightning. For a moment you chant pure name, then a flash of lightning, very beautiful, Samsunda forming, flash before you, then immediately disappear, then cry. Oh, where it goes? I lost. So
before we see Krishna like that, we cannot generally cry? So what is
our you are crying. In material world, you are crying.
But how can we generally cry when we didn't have the darshan of Krishna yet? Only we didn't get his darshan, so we not feel that anxiety, we're so dull-headed, we cannot...
By hearing from sadhu, hearing from sadhu, by association of sadhu, you should understand, and so sadhu who is always crying, so if you association so sadhu, you cannot start crying, because when in funeral ceremony, one man is dead, dying. So his all relatives, they are all crying. You go there, you start, you started crying. Means a crying atmosphere is there. Crying atmosphere is there. One who goes there, he starts crying. So in such crying atmosphere, one who is crying for Krishna, even that atmosphere, he starts crying for Krishna. Yes. We always, in that atmosphere, that's hard. Yes.
Only hope.
Only thing required. Otherwise, you cannot cry.
That's then the reason why such a devotee is so dear to Krishna, because he's the only one who can save people. No one else can save people. Only sadhu.
So nice. Completely forgetful of this material existence. He's completely forgetful of material existence, his material body. His own existence, material existence, demands of body, eating, sleeping, depend. Everything is forgotten. Finished. So, how nice. These are these.
Yes, wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Srila Prabhupada on that tape said that this chanting of Hare Krishna is just like a child crying for mother.
Yes, child crying for mother. Mother is so dear. Where is my mother? Where is my mother? You see? Because mother gives you. Yes, child is crying as Sachi Mata gave.
Sandesh.
Why is sandesh? Eat it. But she will eat it meaty. Kendrani. Yes. The mother gives the doll. All right, play with this doll. Do you understand? The child is busy playing with the doll. Mother is engaged in her activities. And child throws her doll and crying, mother rushes. Oh, my child is crying. Yes. Similarly, giving doll means engaged in Maya's activities, somehow engaged. But when you kick Maya crying, then Krishna will run. Oh, now my child is crying.
So in chanting, should one feel impatient?
Crying in the heart. Yes. In that sense, you may say impatience, yes. That's impatience, man. He's crying, yes. Where is Krishna? I cannot get. Oh, the body gives me so much trouble, so much suffering. Whole night I cannot sleep. This body gives so much trouble. Just chant Hare Krishna. Very good. You may be sleeping and snoring. So much heat is there. Oh, such a hot country. I cannot sleep. But chant Hare Krishna, how nice it is. Completely forgetful of your metal body, everything. Krishna is so merciful. He has put me in such pain, gives me so much pain, suffering. This whole hand is aching. Whole night I cannot sleep. So much pain. So chanting Hare Krishna, this whole night, I spoke Krishna Katha, no more pain is here. Because no material platform, no bodily constitution. As soon as I finish, comes, then aching begins. You see, it's practical. It's practical. Yes, no more pain is now, I feel. It's completely different. Yes, nothing in body platform. It's completely very blissful, transcendental platform. Completely. No more bodily demand is there. No more bodily existence. As soon as finished, it comes and now begins. Like this.
We shouldn't finish. We shouldn't finish then.
No.
You should.
Constantly. There's no end to it, unlimited. There's no end. Ananta means what? No end. No anta. No end. Is ananta. No anta. No end. It is ananta. So? Thank you. Prabhupada Maharaj.